live freely, animated, and motivated by God's Spirit. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. If I had to guess, I'd bet that most of us are drawn to this place. It has that magnetic quality. It has to be one of the most beautiful places on the planet. The mountains, the streams, the wildlife, the grandeur of this valley. And if you're like me, once you get off the plane or once you wake up on your first morning in the valley, your chest opens up and you feel more alive in this place. I've said it more than once. I feel fully alive when I'm here. And one might even describe this feeling in the way that Paul talks about life in his letter to the Galatians. He says, live freely. He's talking about this life we have in the Spirit, namely. He's talking about true life. He's talking about the free life. He says, it is absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. So I think we're kind of lucky to read this letter here in this place. We can talk about the free life even more boldly, I think, in this setting, in this place where so many of us feel like we're fully, freely alive. It's timely, perhaps, to talk about freedom. Just a few days, we'll celebrate the 4th of July. I trust most of us can appreciate the freedom we have in this country, the liberties we enjoy, that we preserve, but I'm not going to speak about American freedom. That's probably above my pay grade. I want to dig into a different kind of freedom, the freedom of which Paul speaks throughout his epistles. Paul talks about Christian freedom. And he's so passionate about it. He repeatedly talks about this freedom, this life we have in Christ. He says, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take a stand, he says. He repeats this over and over again. Freedom, freedom. Okay, we hear you, Paul. You've used this variation of the word freedom something like 14 times in the gospel, in the passage today. We've been set free, he says. We can live a free life. So what does all of this mean for us, those of us who follow Jesus? What does it mean to live freely? We're here in this place, the Tetons, a place that brings many of us to life. And then we're here in this chapel, a place where the gospel lands on us, where we hear these words, Christ has set you free. So what does that mean? Recently, I was talking to a friend, and she told me about this conversation she had with somebody who was just curious about the gospel and why anybody would become a Christian. And this person said, people have told me about the need for salvation, so here's my question. What do I need saving from? And my friend, I thought, gave a pretty good answer. She said, well, perhaps you not only need saving from something, but you need saving for something. And I get it. I get that. I think it's both. In terms of our spiritual freedom, we need freedom from and we need freedom for. I think this is the whole message, the whole gospel. It's the truth that sets you free. Perhaps people come here to this place to escape, to get away from whatever weighs them down. And I can hear Jesus' words land on us when he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Or as the message translates Jesus' words, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out? Come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I'll show you real rest. So yes, we need to be saved from something. Friends, I've been ordained for 17 years now, and I've spent all of my ordained ministry in the parish. And there's one particular group in the parish that I gravitate towards. I feel like I learn the most from this one particular group in my parish. My brothers and my sisters, who are in recovery, have probably taught me the most about true freedom. They know the wisdom that lies at the heart of the gospel. They know that they can't just get better on their own, try harder. They know they need to be freed. And it's not that God helps those who help themselves. It's not just a self-help program. Something from the outside has to help them. They know that, manage them, take hold of them, set them free. They remind me about that first step. Some of you may know it. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. And I feel like that's the first step for a Christian. It's not just alcohol. It can be anything. Just fill in the blank. But our lives were powerless. We needed saving, and obviously we got it. The first step speaks to this human condition. It speaks to where we were until we were set free. There are so many things in this world that can weigh us down, so many things that can hold us back from truly living, from being free. And then came somebody who walked into our lives. We call him the Messiah, and he says, "Come, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden." And who in here isn't carrying something, right? Who isn't heavy laden? It could be something in your world. It could be something you're reading about in our world. Well, friends, so much of our gospel is about being set free from all those things. Set free from sin, from death, to come to life. Jesus came along to undo the ways of the world that were only determined by sin and death. And we've been set free, free to live. Now, we were once captive, but not anymore. It's a new way of living. Even in the gospel, when his disciples think there's only one way to deal with sin in this world, those nasty Samaritans, they're just full of sin. And so Jesus rebukes them, saying there's not just one way to deal with sin. You know, he knows the law as much as his disciples do. You're supposed to be kind. You're supposed to show hospitality to the stranger. And when the Samaritans do not, his disciples say, "Okay, well, time to bring in the big guns, right? Want us to call down a bolt of lightning and wipe them from the face of the earth?" And Jesus says, "No. I'm saving you from an old world and for a new one." Paul knows what it would look like to live just in that old world, to incinerate our enemies. He says, "If you bite and ravage each other, watch out. In no time at all, you will be annihilating each other. And where will your precious freedom go?" We're not made for the old world. We're freed from that old world and for another. You know, like I said, I've come to life when I'm here, and one of the things I love to do the most is fish here. And there's not a finer fish to catch than the native cutthroat trout found in these local waters. But I'm also not opposed to catching a brown or a rainbow every so often. And several years ago, I learned about rainbow trout and the differences they have with their kin, the steelhead trout. They're two different fish, rainbows, steelhead. But I learned that genetically, they're the same fish. They're the same species. The rainbow trout and the steelhead trout, they have the same DNA. But interestingly, rainbows and steelhead are different with their habitats and their behaviors. The rainbow trout will never leave the freshwater rivers and streams. However, the steelhead, they migrate to the ocean. They go to these bigger waters the steelhead trout, they can venture into the bigger waters, and they can also come back to the fresh waters as well. And if you've ever seen a steelhead next to a rainbow, the steelhead is much bigger. And I think that's something like the difference between someone with a free life and someone with a not-so-free life. I think that's the difference between a free-living Christian and anybody else who's not so free. It's something like our baptismal waters. I trust that baptism is simply about swimming in bigger waters, free to go into deeper waters. We can be bigger fish when the love of God grows in our hearts. So yes, God saved us. He freed us from something and for something better. He brings gifts into our lives. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. So friends, live freely, animated, motivated, activated by God's Spirit. Declaring the truth, Paul says, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So friends, live it. And Jesus' words, seize the day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.